The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
John Gibbons for our weekly environment spot. And John, in Tech Thursday, Andy O'Donoghue has previously talked to us about robot mowers, and lots of people have expressed interest in them, want to know how much they cost, how good a job do they do in cutting the grass in the garden. But I believe you're not a fan.
Good evening, Matt, first of all. Yeah, I suppose I was a little bit taken aback by this research. It came out of a German study. And what they found basically is that robot mowers represent a real biodiversity hazard. And it hadn't really occurred to me as to why that might be. And there's a particular species of animal that is extra vulnerable to robot mowers. And I'll explain why. First of all, it's hedgehogs. And the reason, of course, that hedgehogs are vulnerable to these mowers, first of all, is some people use these mowers at night. In Germany, for example, it's illegal, thankfully, to mow at night, except with the robot mower because they're very quiet. So you've got nocturnal animals like hedgehogs. They obviously come out and do their thing at night. The problem with the hedgehog is that if it's threatened, so for example, if one of these mowers comes hurtling towards it across the lawn, it doesn't run away. It hunkers down into a ball to defend itself. And what they discovered, and they did some fairly grisly studies on this, Matt, including using the corpses of hedgehogs that had died through natural causes, and they actually tested them. Some of these mowers bumped into them and backed off. Others went straight over them and ripped them to shreds. So what they found, basically, is there are different mowers handled in different ways, but these are generally bump technology. So these things go along on a particular pathway, and if they encounter an obstacle, they bump it and they move off. But it appears that wildlife, like hedgehogs, the bumping isn't working, and instead the thing continues on. And what they found, for example, just to give you some of the stats on it, a whole bunch of hedgehogs, hundreds of hedgehogs, 370 in fact, were examined that had been cut by mowers' blades that had died of their injuries or had to be destroyed as a result of it.
Do we have a large hedgehog population in Ireland?
We don't have a large. Now, I was trying to get statistics on this, and they're very difficult to get. So the best I can do is offer you some information about the status of hedgehogs in the UK. So we know, for example, that over the last three decades, we've seen a 30% decline in hedgehog numbers in urban areas in the UK, Matt, and a 50% decline in rural areas. Now, we do have an ongoing process called the All-Ireland Hedgehog Survey, which is organised out of the University of Galway, and it's also in coordination with the National Biodiversity.
So we actually have an All-Ireland Hedgehog Survey.
Yeah, it's not an All-Ireland Hedgehog Championship now, just a survey. And the point here is to report on hedgehog sightings. Now, out my way, I see every single night, I see foxes hopping in and out of the garden. In fact, we seem to have our own foxes that play with toys. They bring toys into the garden and play with them every night. So, I mean, you can kind of watch this nocturnal activity. I couldn't tell you when I last saw a hedgehog. They've become extremely rare. Now, hopefully some of your listeners will be able to update us on this.
Well, the Germans apparently are afraid of extinction, aren't they?
Yeah.
Made worse by the robot mowers.
That's right. And it's like so many things. It isn't just that the robot mowers are going to wipe out hedgehogs. It's that these creatures, along with so many other wildlife, are under pressure on so many different fronts. And this is, if you like, another pressure. And it's particularly so because many hedgehogs, as we see with foxes, they've kind of abandoned the countryside and they've moved into urban areas because they're less threatened in urban areas. And the problem then is, I suppose it's sort of a unintended consequence. I doubt very much that the lawnmower companies got together, you know,
to wipe out the hedgehogs.
No, exactly. So I'm sure they're pretty horrified by it too. And obviously they don't want a backlash against this. So I think if people are considering one of these mowers, the first thing to say, Matt, is don't run it at night.
Okay.
Absolutely don't.
Now, there's another story, and I'm just trying to work out the connection on this. Yeah, but anyway, I'll just read the line that I have here, that there's been a deadly pandemic which has decimated the number of bats in North America. And that has had apparently harmful effects on humans, including higher rates of infant mortality. How has a collapse in the number of bats impacted on humans?
Yeah, it's a fascinating study that has come to light in this, again in the US. And I was looking at different headlines, the way it's been reported in different media outlets. And some of them, for example, are implying that the bats were causing the infant deaths, and in other words, creating a panic about bats, which is incredibly irresponsible. So let me explain the sequence that's happening here. There's a syndrome called white nose syndrome. This is not a nightclub effect. This is a deadly fungal disease that kills up to 70% of the bats that are infected. Basically, what white nose fungus does is, bats, as you know, are hibernating species, and bats that are infected by white nose fungus, it wakes them from deep hibernation, and they often starve to death during the winter as a result of it. So what happens basically in areas where we've had bat population collapses, what bats eat every night when they're out, they're again nocturnal creatures, what they eat in vast quantities, Matt, every night are flying insects. So they're fantastic pest controllers. So what's happened, for example, in areas of the US where the bat population has collapsed as a result of white nose syndrome, is that farmers have been forced to use far more pesticides. So in this particular study, they found that farmers responded to the collapse in bat population by increasing their pesticide use by 31%. So basically, they're using a third more pesticides. And these pesticides, of course, are highly toxic. They're associated with all manner of human health impacts. And the really astonishing thing, and this, by the way, and I think it's important to say, this is not a fringe finding. This is published in one of the biggest scientific journals, the one called Science. And what they found is that infant mortality went up by 8% as a result after the arrival of white nose syndrome in a particular county in the US counties that were examined in this study. And the reason, and again, it's a correlation, but it's a strong correlation, is that the increase in pesticide use as a result of the collapse in bat population is impacting infant mortality. Now, that should be an incredible red flag about how just we are lashing thousands of tons of pesticides onto our land. And if they're having a measurable effect on infant mortality, that suggests to us that the real lesson for me out of this particular study is we need to be super careful and maybe employ the precautionary principle, Matt, in our use of pesticides.
Okay, there's lots of listener comments about the hedgehogs. Ken and Claire says, the foxes in your back garden might be to blame for the lack of hedgehog sightings. Another one that says, we had to get rid of the kids' two goalposts as two hedgehogs were found caught up in the netting and killed by the netting of them. Oh, that's from Caroline in Wexford. Another one here, there's quite a few. This one says, I have a hedgehog that comes every night and eats alongside my cats, says Pamela in RD in County Louth. Another one says, we're feeding at least two hedgehogs every night. We used to have a fox, but we haven't seen one in a long time. God, you certainly see them in urban areas around Dublin a lot. Another one says, we have a hedgehog who visits... that's not quite sure of that one, sorry. And then there's a listener one. This is a surprise one for you, right? A positive one, maybe. The $13 billion from Apple. How much of that would you take and what would you do with it from an environmental point of view?
Wow, yeah. I think the first thing I would do is, I think if we invested some of that, a few billion of that, in buying back and rewilding some of our upland areas. You know, we've got mountains that have been absolutely wrecked. There are almost no value from an agricultural point of view. I would love to buy out the people who are currently up there and turn those back, rewild them, let them back to nature. It'd be very cheap. And do you know what the great thing about it, Matt, is? You don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is to remove the grazers and the mountains will recover themselves. You don't need to send Caoilte up there planting anything. The thing about nature is it's been doing this lark, this forestry lark, for millions of years.
Okay, lots of other comments coming in relation to the hedgehogs, right? I've seen three hedgehogs this week. Sadly, two of them are dead. So cute, it makes me sad that we're ruining everything in their world. Humans have a lot to answer for. There's a lot of people, another Siobhan and Nina says, we have urban hedgehogs in Nina. But then there's lots of people who love their robot mowers who are very, very upset about what you're saying. One says, we want to hear about the lawn mowers instead. Get him off his hedgehog rant. Very few mow at night here as the grass is too wet to mow at night.
I would agree. I mean, normally we get a dew after about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, so I would expect it to be unusual. But at the same time, there is a tendency or a temptation, let's say, with these things to just let them off. So I suppose it's really just... The phrase I used a little while ago, Matt, was it's the precautionary principle. We need to, you know, people don't set about to injure animals. At least very few people do it. And when we discover that one of our actions or a particular action has that impact, well, then most reasonable people will say, oh gosh, I didn't realise that. Thanks for pointing it out. And the reason I brought it up today was, up until this week, I hadn't come across this. So I wanted to share it with the listeners so that people might say, gosh, okay, I may continue to use my robot mower, but you know what? I'll keep an eye out for wildlife, number one. And number two, I definitely won't use it at night.
Okay, we will leave it there. John Gibbons, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM. You probably won't like the next piece we're doing, John, because it's actually with the junior minister of the Department of Transport, James Lawless, who met with Ryanair and trying to encourage them to have more flights into Shannon and Cork. He doesn't want to limit flights coming into Ireland when we're limiting flights into Dublin Airport. That doesn't seem to be government policy at all, to limit flights.
Yeah, it's to move it around. I think the flight quotas haven't been exhausted in the regional airport, so they want to spread it around a bit, and from a technical point of view, that makes absolute sense. But as we've said many times in this slot, the big issue really is we're probably overdoing it on the flying.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.